It's 5:09 in Lincoln at 81 degrees this afternoon on Drive Time Lincoln 1400 KLIN. Glad to have you with us. Oh, yes. This is going to be a big week, folks, as we are giving away Husker football tickets tomorrow. We've got Fantasy Huskers. I think we may play twice today. We may. We'll squeeze an extra one in at some point because we didn't do one on Labor Day. So we may do that this hour here on Drive Time Lincoln. You'll have to stick around to 5:40 to figure out that one. But we've got a lot to come yet this hour as well, talking about energy in the state of Nebraska a little after 5:30. But right now, it is great to have with us today, after the enrollment figures announced yesterday show that UNL in particular is up over 25,000 students, a new record attendance for the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, but also big numbers across nearly every one of the NU campuses. And joining us today on Drive Time Lincoln to talk a little bit about that, we'll also get into the search for the next NU-UNL, I should say, chancellor, is University of Nebraska President Dr. Hank Bounds with us today on the Liberty First Credit Union Hotline. Dr. Bounds, it's always great to have you on Drive Time Lincoln.
Kevin, I really appreciate the opportunity.
Big numbers, and it's an increase, and we've seen the campus sizes increasing over the last few years for sure. But what do you think about the new numbers, the big figures, including the entire university system up near 52,000?
Sure. So, you know, any time that we see growth in enrollment, that's a good thing. We observed enrollment growth at UNL, enrollment growth at UNO and at UNMC, and we lost just a bit at UNK with an overall increase. And so, obviously that's good news. We need to grow. We're going to really have to be thoughtful in the next several years in terms of how we really increase the rate of growth. In my opinion, we need to grow by several thousand students in order to meet the workforce needs of the state, in order to be able to attract really good job opportunities to the state. And so, while it's good news, we've celebrated for a half a day, and now it's time to move forward and think about how we increase those numbers going forward.
One thing in there answered one of the questions I had, and that is, why is increased enrollment so important? And one of the things you pointed to, I think, is good to point out, but it leads me to another question. Meeting the workforce demands right here in Lincoln, right here in the state of Nebraska, we want the students from here to stay here. So does increasing that enrollment and increasing the opportunities in the workforce once they're out of school, does that come with some other kind of initiative in the university working with the private sector on that?
Absolutely. So just a couple of data points to think about here. The first data point is that over the next decade, there will be tens of millions of new jobs created. What we don't know is what those jobs are because they haven't been invented yet. But we know that all of those jobs, or most all those jobs, will require post-secondary education. And so that's really important. The second point that is we should all keep in mind is the fact that we have the lowest unemployment rate in the country. And while that's an enviable place to be, it's also problematic because when companies are thinking about relocating here, they look at several things. They look at quality of life. They look at public schools. They look at, and so we can put a check in all of those boxes. Except that when we get to the place of whether or not we have qualified people to fill the job opportunities. And so I think outsiders view where we are as a negative because they don't know that they can attract people to the jobs. And so the best thing that we can do for the state is to grow enrollment. In many ways, we'll need to grow enrollment with non-residents. And so it's not necessarily intuitive, but we need to grow with non-residents so we can improve the educational attainment rate in the state so that we can attract jobs to Nebraska so that we can keep Nebraskans in Nebraska. And then, obviously, back to your point, we're going to have to be much more focused, much more intentional on connecting with the business community in terms of ensuring that we provide the right kinds of internships and opportunities to engage with employers here. We're going to have to really be thoughtful about how we ensure that we remain affordable and accessible. And part of that will come with finding other sources of financial aid for students in Nebraska. And so a lot of work to be done.
How has recruiting changed over the years? And I know you're still relatively new here in Nebraska, but maybe you can speak to this in your prior stops in Mississippi. But it feels like the recruiting of the students has to have changed a lot with the advent of social media, with technology changing over the last decade, really ramping up over the last 5 to 10 years. So how does that change to recruiting the average student? Because in the past, it seems like the biggest exposure that students outside the state of Nebraska were getting to Nebraska were through the N on the football helmet and what they saw on television. Is that still the case, or are Nebraska universities being exposed to students in other ways now?
Well, there's no question that we have a name brand that is really helps us out nationally. But the just hard facts are that, you know, we live in the most competitive higher education marketplace of our lifetime. And every university in this country, not every university, but most all universities are really trying to grow, because they recognize that when they see cuts at the state level, one of the few things that they can do to overcome that is to grow their enrollment, particularly if they have capacity. So it's a very competitive marketplace. We have to be much more focused in how we recruit today's young people. You mentioned social media. Obviously, that has to be in the repertoire, but it's still, we still have to be in high schools. We still have to make connections to high school principals and guidance counselors. We have to, we have to sell ourselves. And, the great news is we have a great product to sell. Our tuition rate is about 25% lower than our peers. And so we are in a really good place in terms of pricing. We're affordable. We've got to make certain that we stay there. One of the things we've got to do a much better job of is telling our story. There are really good things going on all of our campuses. And, we really haven't we haven't done a really good job of talking about, telling that really good news story and helping young people, Nebraskans and in our neighboring states and across this country, that, this is really is one of America's great public universities, and that if you come here, you're going to get a great education, and you're going to leave here and be employable. And so that requires that we think very differently about how we recruit. And so we have to think about recruiting your traditional, 17, 18, 19-year-old senior in high school. We've got to think differently about the Nebraskan who is out there that has some college but doesn't have a degree. We've got to think about how we bring them back to the university so that we can make them more employable and give them higher earning potential long term. We've got to think very differently about how we use our distance learning and online opportunities to reach individuals across the country. We've got to think differently about how we approach Department of Defense. There are, 50,000 servicemen and women who will be rolling off of active duty over the course of the next several months, and we need to be thoughtful about how we reach that audience. Those are mature individuals who can come back here, work hard, be focused in the classroom, move through at a quick rate, and then roll into the Nebraska workforce. And so lots of strategies, lots of ideas, lots of work to do over the next, over the coming months.
Let's talk about another project that is certainly going to be of high interest over the coming months, including tomorrow, where you've got a forum set up at the University of Nebraska Student Union here on UNL's campus, 10 a.m. tomorrow at the Union, a forum on the search for the new UNL chancellor. You're trying to engage the public here, and I think that's admirable. But what exactly are you looking for? What type of input are you looking for from the public on who the next UNL chancellor should be?
So we're asking the public in general, those who love the University of Nebraska, and of course there are, everybody living in the state loves the University of Nebraska. We're asking them to to look into the future a bit and – you know, look at 3 to 5 years down the road and ask themselves the question, how would you define success for the University of Nebraska-Lincoln in 3 to 5 years from now? And what are the skills and attributes that an individual needs to possess to get us there? Help us, help describe the perfect candidate for UNL. And, we'll have individuals who will give us really good feedback. I started having meetings today. Been really trying to understand the hopes, dreams, and aspirations of the University of Nebraska stakeholders. And so that's what this process is really about. It gives us the opportunity to write a position description that, as best we can, matches those hopes, dreams, and aspirations.
Is there something that you've identified already that you'd like to see out of the next UNL chancellor, and maybe that's a carryover from something Chancellor Perlman has had, or some idea that has already been a part of the university system or specific to UNL? But have you identified the key characteristics that you'd like to see in the next chancellor?
So I could tick off a number of them. Clearly someone who understands and appreciates agriculture. Someone who understands enrollment management and can help us be thoughtful about how we put the plans and strategies in place to speed up enrollment growth. The next person really needs to understand the research world and understand how to support faculty in terms of attracting a larger R&D base, an individual who really understands and appreciates the academy, who understands and appreciates shared governance and recognizes that when we bring really good minds together at the university, that we come out with better decisions. We're one week into football season, so I would be remiss if I didn't say, at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, the next person needs to have an understanding and appreciation of major college athletics, and then the arts are very important. So, basically, I'm looking for someone that would have an S on their chest, would be Superman or woman, and that's the caliber of person that this campus deserves, and so we're going to really look at lots of individuals, really try to find the very best possible person to continue moving the institution forward.
The search process, I know, is still in the infancy, and this forum tomorrow should hopefully get some new information, some good ideas from faculty, students, anybody else that wants to attend. Again, it's at the Nebraska Union. It is open to the public, 10 a.m. Tomorrow down there on city campus. Dr. Bounds, it's always great to have you on Drive Time Lincoln. We'll follow the search as long as it goes here, and when we have a new chancellor, we'll have he or she on Drive Time Lincoln many, many times, I'm sure. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on DTL.
Thank you so much. Take care.
University of Nebraska President Hank Bounds with us today on Drive Time Lincoln on the Liberty First Credit Union Hotline. Again, that forum is tomorrow at 10 a.m. if you'd like to have your voice heard on who then. Now, I can't imagine that Husker fans wouldn't want to take an opportunity to tell somebody something about the position that does have an effect. Now, this is way more than athletics, but the time you hear Harvey Perlman's name come up more than anything is something related to the athletic department. But that position is so much more than that, and we need a good chancellor for UNL, that's for sure. And so let's hope this is a good search process and hope a good candidate comes forward, many good candidates come forward, and find the right chancellor for UNL. I think that would do the city of Lincoln a lot of good.